In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
That they should not do what? ọbúra oníwọ̀ oníwọ̀ ní òsínú. But to them that believe God, that sent his mighty hand. Why? The Bible says he made his ways known unto Moses. And to the children of Israel, his heart, so they don't know about the heart of the Lord, they don't know his ways. The reward of two laborers. So the baby brought this fight is out. They do not know the word of the Lord, but they don't believe it. Because my word is so what is it in the land? That's not a good percentage of performance. They cannot occupy the land. Why? The majority of them don't know the Lord. They think what you don't see. To others, that I myself will not be a castaway. Why? God does not lower his standard because of anybody. Are you a neighbor? But before you answer that question, have you entered through the narrow gate? What is that neighbor? Just like in the big gate. What is the narrow gate? Matthew 7. Let's look at Matthew 7. Matthew 7, 13 to 14. Matthew 7. After the name of the straight gate, what does the Bible call it? A straight gate. Called the Bakomu, who are done by Komu, who are done. Pastor, those who have to do our own by ourselves. So, this is the gate. And that is the way. The problem we are having is that we want to build the right gate, and also we want to serve, we want to deliver us. It doesn't work that way. If you do it that way, it's a waste of effort and exercise. I will show us what the Bible says, that your work will be tested with fire. The fire will reveal the day. So please come here. The problem we are having in the church today, many want to be Christian, but they are still carrying the lifestyle of Egypt. And that is why we make so much noise and there is no power. God's power is not diminished. It's still the same. The Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we need to associate with our teacher. I am not to change the preference. It has never changed. It is the ancient of days. So you are saying that the question is, have you entered through the narrow gate? If you enter the narrow gate, can you see the narrow gate? Resident pastor was saying in the morning that what is your first law? Your zeal. My zeal is not a sin. Because our attention has been drawn away. This morning, as a neighbor that is looking at rest, am I still in the same bed? The water is not all I'm coming. That is why the church of God has the right gate. Come the way you are, but you are not expected to remain the same way you came in. As a neighbor that expects less from his neighbor, know the Lord. Psalm 3 verse 7. I have to rush. Psalm 3 verse 7. Let me give us some scriptures. Know the Lord. Let's write the scripture, then we'll go through that some of them. Psalm 3 verse 7. Psalm 9 verse 1. Psalm 25 verse 7. Proverbs 10 29. Matthew 10 13 19. Let me call it again. Psalm 3 verse 7. Psalm 9 verse 1, Psalm 25 verse 4, Proverbs 10 29, Matthew 13 19. Now, the Lord is well unto Moses, his heart unto the children of Israel. Now, let's go to the other one. Proverbs 10 29. Proverbs 10 29. Where are we? The Lord is well. Deception to the workers of iniquity. You tell the workers of iniquity and you say you are liberal and you are expecting less. No, sir. No, sir. Psalm 25 verse 10. Psalm 25. Psalm 25 verse 10. Let's move fast. 27 minutes more. It is such as keep what is commandment and his testimony. You are my friends when you keep the things, if you do the things that I commanded you to do. That is why you may become a little better. As a laborer, what are your responsibilities? I want to say your responsibility, principal area of labor that guarantees rest are, I divide it into two, yourself first. You labor on yourself first. You do it. We went out to go and preach that day.
So I said, "Why will you tell me that I should go to a Bangladesh when there is a bad match? If you are doing your own thing, but I can never forget because love has consumed the love I was having before." Take it unto yourself. Please say to your neighbor, say, "Take it unto yourself." Now, by taking it unto yourself, what do? You watch your life, you examine your life, you look at the mirror of the Word of God. Am I still in faith? Am I still in the straight gate or the gate? It is not necessary that when you are praying yourself, the people come for workers' meeting that you must minister. If you know that something has gone wrong between you and God, tell them, sir, I can't minister. Your administration is unto you, unto God, not unto man. And don't lie. Hey, when you look at the scriptures, when he was talking about those that will be seen in all, he said the liars. And then you are talking at what you do. The truth of the matter is, do we believe the word of God? Don't believe the word of God. Say the liars. If you want to be a small or small sin, Abby, they do that a lot. You see, what are you pleasing? Let's see how you take it unto yourself among other things. Second Peter 1. Thank you. And besides this, give me word all diligence. What is the diligence is the important things, right? I'm not talking. Let's look at verse 4. What is that beside this? It is when you become a partaker of the divine nature that he now sends you out. Not sending you out before you become a partaker. The corruption that is in the world through laws. Are you now seen in the corruption in the world? Is there a separation between you and those who are in the world? Is there still the world? Somebody merely looking at you, can you assess that you are a child of God without opening your mouth? I went to a bank one day and I want to transact a bill, and the cashier said, "Are you a pastor?" I didn't say a word. When he said, "I'm a pastor," I said, "No, I am a child of God." Because that is where come first. Don't let title and time to your head. Pastors, responsibility. Any of them come and say, "It's not easy." That is the truth. What do you want to pay? He said, "What am I going to say?" And you have people who are looking at you. Don't worry, the one thing is this. And I have discovered it. Once you grab the microphone and unusual strength comes, he saw a need. This is work. That is why I'm not blowing anything. God said, "My boasting is in the Lord." You know, same body. When I was going to work on drag, I was just thinking myself. Yeah? That is when you know that it is for you. Did you get it? So ask your neighbor, are you a partaker of the divine nature? Or you are still carrying the old nature? If you are sick in the old nature, please don't stop. If I don't give up, don't give back, don't do nothing. You must understand the corruption that is in the world. That's why, let's go fast, please. 17 years more. Oh, yeah, but things will be difficult. It will be difficult when you don't have the nature of Christ in you. The devil is wonderful. I think you can teach the issue and the devil has been all that. That's it. When Jesus Christ has taken your grace to our feet, your grace will go under your feet. What does that mean? You will not be good. As you mature in the experience of our Master Jesus. So there are things that we get involved in. Once you are there, there will be fruit. It's automatic. And the fruit of the Spirit is what is love. The fruit is one. I read the scripture, and the fruit of the Spirit is love. You cannot imitate the fruit of the Spirit when the Spirit of God is not in you. As you mature in your experience of our Lord, of our Master Jesus, we know the behavior in the kingdom. Eh? But some things we do, we know that, this person is sexually. We keep it. At the Bible study, they are not Christians. And I said they are not Christians. They are not. Christians are those who have met the Lord. They are churchgoers because their parents were Christians. That's the Lord. 1 Corinthians 9:27. Let me rush, please. 1 Corinthians 9:27. They are looking at taking hold unto yourself. Can you still come out in your condition? Just look at the KJV first, please. Now, look at what the Bible says. Let's start from 26. Let's start from 26. I keep under what? My body. And bring it into what? Subjection. Yes. When I have free to others, I myself should be a castaway. Which one was talking here? The great apostle Paul. He said, I run towards the mark. The calling of Christ Jesus. But each day I keep my body under. The word that I will not be a castaway. In fact, your service will be more potent when you constantly remain in Him. Your pressure will be more potent when you constantly remain in Him. Praise the Lord. God demands your obedience, your submission, and fear above your service. That's Psalm 15:22. But to obey, what did God do here? He went for a service. Are you? Are you talking? God asked him to go and do something to kill all the Amalekites, right? He went, but you are not a complete obedience, right? He couldn't take it unto himself. And the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as what? Let's read that. Is it not projected? Let's read. Let's read that passage. I saw your sign. The fact of what? What is that person telling us? Taking heed unto yourself. Now let's look at others, the flock, every other thing you do in church. Now, 1 Corinthians 3. I'll be rounding up here, verse 10 to 15, but please. According to the grace of God, what is given unto me, is a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation and another builder thereon. But look at what he said, but let every man take heed. Let's keep on doing it. Right. Build it thereupon. Verse 11. The perfect foundation can no man lay, and that is there. What is that? Jesus Christ. You cannot build upon this foundation gold. These are your services. Let's take note. These are our what? Our services. Laborers to rest. Gold. The question is my service gold? Silver. Precious stones. Gold. Gold. And stubble. Verse 13. The man of God, you shall receive a reward. That is the rest. But every man's work shall be burned. Is this right? Now look at the caveat here. But himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. This is how the Savior is the one that took heed of himself, that took heed of himself. Service is not number one, no. Laborers for rest. Your work will be tested by fire. How will not do it, shall you? The more beautiful they become, because they are gold, they are diamond. There's some sources, they are here and eagle. Some are not king. And that's not some are not king. There is no rest for them. Because they are service. You are serving when you don't know the Lord of the service. You are serving when you don't know the master. You are doing a service as unto a man, a mortal man, that is also going to stand before the Lord. You have read in the scripture that there are many books. There's a book where our services are written. This is my third church, yes. My third church after I gave my life to Christ. Yeah, living screen down here. My service, there is transfer of service, sir. That's in the civil service. There's transfer of service. The way I when I give my life to Christ, it's being recorded. And to the time when I see the Lord. Will you not burn?
So this is the core of the message. It's a question we need to ask ourselves. If all the services have been done right from the time I got born again, it is recorded. What is the quality of my service? Do I have the reward? Do I have a place to rest? Before I go unto my Father, the right hand that you may be there also. The what takes you there is those two things. Taking hold unto yourself, being partaker of the divine nature of God, and your service. The spirit will be tested by fire. So the question is, what is the quality of my relationship with the Lord? What is the quality of my service to Him? The fire shall reveal it. Laborers to rest. Now, I'm not arguing whether you're a laborer or not, but the first thing is, if you are not in the kingdom, don't be a laborer. No. Don't take the first and make it to be the second. Take the first first. You serve the Lord out of what? The love you have for Him, right? We do what we are doing out of the love we have for Him. Why? We are expecting a rest. We are expecting a reward. You can give your best, but what is the quality of your service? You can serve the Lord when you don't serve Him, but the service you are doing is out of grumbling. This is your heart. The Bible says concerning this thing that the Lord, they could not enter Canaan, the place of rest. That's how the mentality that the person we are serving is watching us like this. You know that the person we are serving is watching you like us, right? But the God that we are serving is invisible. The Bible says all things are naked before Him, nothing is hidden. The Lord will help us in Jesus. I would have loved us to look at those things in Message Translation, but my time is almost up. So, where are the areas of your labor? I'll just rush through. That is what the Bible called the labor of love. The labor of what? Let's start with the labor of love. 1 Thessalonians 1:3. Remember without ceasing your work of faith and what labor of love and patience of hope. Patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Our labor of love. Let me shock you. There are many people who are not holding microphone. They are hidden. But their work is speaking for them. Our time hold the microphone going on here speaking. I've been to some places, some people will say, they will just call me. They will say, Shalom. Shalom. And you know, you stand there, a lot of eyes are looking at you. But there are people. God's servant told us a story of a servant of God that was a woman that was praying for him. That was why the ministry was going. And nobody knew. The labor of law, people 6:10. People 6:10, don't write it down. Labor in the word and doctrine. Your labor in the word and doctrine. First Timothy 5:17. Your labor in the word and doctrine. First Timothy, let's move beyond this. Because time has gone. Let the elder that rule well. Do you see?
that does what? That rule well. So there are some elders that does not rule well. Be counted of what? Worthy of double honor. In the world and in doctrine. And in extra project now, we are looking at doctrines of Christ. Praise the Lord. But we are not going to talk about the doctrine of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are with patience and not tempted. Revelation 2. Revelation 2, 2 to 3. Those who labor with patience and they are not tempted. I know thy works and thy labor. I want and thy patience. And thy works not bad than which are evil. There are some evil people around us and we can bear them. There are evil people and they are saying something. I will not mention the ministry. And the man was saying, our pastors are scammers. And he said, I'm the pastor man. I said the word. Many spiritual things cannot be understood by carnal-minded people. I won't mention what was going on. You have to understand spiritual things by analyzing it automatically. It's not your mistake. You have not been into a Christian family, you have not encountered Christ. Why do you know? Don't worry, one day we'll come and sit down and we'll look at you together. Cannot bear them which are evil. If people are evil before you, reveal them. They should not be talking and you are smiling. If you cannot say, God, go away from them. You also know that you only have the word of life. Philippians 2:16. Philippians 2:16. Only have the word of life. Only have the word of life. We are looking at the areas of labor. Holding for the word of life that I may rejoice. Holding for what does it mean? Holding it. Don't let it slip away. That I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I may not run in vain, neither labor in vain. He was writing to the people where he has labored. Our labor will not be in vain in the name of Jesus. Labor in all things. 2 Corinthians 6:5. 2 Corinthians 6:5. I have just a minute or 2 months. He strives in imprisonment, in torment, in labor, in watching, in fasting. Continue, sir. Come on. By what? Pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love obtained, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the hammer of righteousness. On the right hand and on the left. That's it. By honor and dishonor. Yeah, they will call you names. They will dishonor you. What's up with you? They will be bought and will be bought as deceivers and yet to pastors as scammers. Oh God, I don't remember. Labor in exhortation of one another daily. Hebrews 3:13. We are looking at the areas of labor. Labor in exhortation of one another daily. But exhort one another what? Daily. Don't let anybody come for you for counseling. And when he's leaving, his countenance does not change. He's not brightening up. That does not mean you should not tell him the truth or tell her the truth. Because truth is constant. Lest any of you be able to the deceitfulness of sin. Don't try to impress. Try to do the right thing at all times. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Can we bow down our head? Lord, to help you. By our labor in Christ, we will not be in vain. that indeed you will enter it.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace. Through God's choice servant, we believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's choice servant at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday, Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.